Morning, everyone. Since I arrived yesterday, I was almost going to say good afternoon, but I'm just going to give you a quick, Joyce has given me the lowdown and said you're not speaking for more than 10 minutes. So I'm going to entertain you for a short while. Hopefully you can pique your interest on the South African market. For those of you who don't know South Africa, southern tip of Africa, and really we are serving South Africa and Southern Africa with a derivatives market, which is operational. You'll see there we still go by the brand name of SAFEX, which stands for the South African Futures Exchange. Like many other exchanges in the world, there's been mergers and acquisitions. And what happened is the JSE, which is a stock exchange, bought out SAFEX a couple of years ago. And now we're already form part of the JSE. If you obviously have access to a search engine and you type in SAFEX in a Google search engine, you'll get three SAFEX sites, the one being obviously the exchange, the agricultural division. The other one would be South African Fire Extinguishers. The other one, safex.co.uk, is a London-based condom manufacturer. And what we like to say is we're in the risk business, just different risks that we kind of manage all the time. So what I'm going to try and do is just give you a brief background on where we've come from. We were established in 1995. And why were we established? Because the government in South Africa changed its legislation. We were a regulated market where government set prices. And with the change over, we moved. Government decided to support a free market environment where government has not intervened in the maize market or in any of the other grain markets since 1995. So we obviously, that has created the opportunity for South Africa to create and establish a very liquid and dynamic derivatives market. This is not a spot market, it's a derivatives market. The platform that we used, we're also an electronic exchange. We do not have any floor trading, and we like to joke about it. It's because no one wants to come down to the center of Johannesburg. They just see it as too dangerous. So we have to use an electronic platform to everyone to access. I didn't hear any laugh. Joburg is not that dangerous. Don't worry. So what do we do? We're providing the same as CME. We're providing a price risk management tool and price discovery so that anyone who wants to access and understand what grain prices are trading at in South Africa can see and reference what the SAFEX markets are doing. We have a structure similar to many other exchanges where there is a clearing house, which is supported by the large banks, and they therefore guarantee all the transactions done on the derivative market. Rules and regulations are dynamic and have to change. I think I have to support and say we live in exciting times. We need to constantly change as markets change. And so as the futures market, the agricultural market has developed, we started off with a very humble beginning. You'll see the charts a bit later. And in 2003, we found that large funds were taking up larger and larger positions. We had to stay with the times and maintain market integrity, and so we introduced position limits. For speculators. Again, speculators are good for markets. It's not that we want to drive speculators out, but we want to manage just the integrity of the market. And so we've started to develop, and it's important that exchanges remain dynamic. We also have a warehouse receipt system, which we use then for physical delivery. And if you're aware of derivative markets, we don't really want much delivery. We want just risk management. And so on the agricultural side, our contracts already about 2% are physically settled, which we're very happy about. What can SAFEX offer? We're important again. Everyone wants exchanges. Exchanges do not set prices. We're simply there to provide a platform. Our business is, if we can create a platform which operates within rules and regulations and has integrity associated with that, that's what we would like to bring to the South African marketplace. We increase market access to participants. The important thing is there's obviously transparency, there's competition in the prices. Doesn't exchange guarantee you good prices? We've had to tell our farmers, unfortunately not. We're there to create willing buyer, willing seller transactions. So an exchange is not going to guarantee you higher prices. That is obviously a function of supply and demand. The exchange provides access to physical product, which we've seen. Over the years, we've had U.S. funds, interesting enough, come and buy South African maize or South African corn, as you guys know it, and hold it in a South African warehouse just to take advantage of the carry costs and interest rates in South Africa. So these opportunities do exist. We have rules and regulations which bring structure to the market, and the exchange also provides other African opportunities for price risk management, where we've seen a few years ago where South Africa had a huge surplus of stock, and generally there was a shortage in the region. We saw the Malawi government come out and buy call options, use derivative instruments on SAFEX to try and manage their own price risk. So again, although we're really serving just South Africa, we have a market that can assist the rest of the region. End of the day, we see ourselves as we have to add value to the market. Currently 60 members, we have approximately 11,000 registered clients, 5 authorized dealers, and that's a bit of stats for the last quarter. Really the interesting one there is again the value of commodities. We're impacted like the rest of the world by higher food prices, and obviously our grain products have also traded at significantly higher levels. That quick chart just refers our growth on futures and options since 2000. For the first 5 months of this year, we've now done over 1 million contracts. Yes, we certainly in no league as a CME. If we had to, I think our total volumes for the entire year was 2.5 million contracts. I was shocked to hear that they would easily do that in one day. But if we had to compare ourselves to another U.S. exchange, the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, we're more or less on the same level as that exchange. Another chart just trying to illustrate liquidity. Because when you want to trade on an exchange, what you're looking for is liquidity. You want to be able to execute either from a hedge point of view or from a speculative point of view. And what we've got there is a colorful chart. The red line right at the bottom really represents the white maize or white corn production in South Africa, which is ranges between 4 and 5 million tons each year. Interesting enough, the SAFEX market is the only white corn futures contract in the world. I won't say it's going to be like that forever, but at the moment, certainly that's the only white futures market you can hedge if you've got white corn. Now, many people ask, what's the difference between white corn and yellow corn? In Africa, we like to eat white corn, and we feed our yellow corn to the animals. So it's just a different way of thinking, but that's really what Africa's views on maize. If you look at that yellow chart, the yellow line really, that just represents the amount of crop traded. So we've got the red representing the total product, the black chart representing the volumes traded on the exchange, and that is an indication of how many times we're trading the underlying product. So on white maize, which is our most liquid product, we trade the South African crop 20 times over. Now that, if you're a trader in the market, is music to your ears. That's liquidity. That means if you're a farmer and you want to come to the market and sell your grain, you're not going to have to wait longer than a few minutes, maybe an hour or two, but you will get your business done. It all depends on how much maize you want to sell in one day. So there's enough liquidity for the buyer and your fundamental seller to participate and use the market, most importantly, for price risk management. The next one really is our next most liquid product, which is our wheat contract. And there we're trading the South African wheat crop about 8 times over. And I'm nearly there. The other quick products we've got is white maize. So you see that is 55% of our total business. Wheat is roughly 22%. We also have a yellow maize or yellow corn contract, sunflower seeds, and then a very small soybean product that we list. Those are the commodities you can trade derivatives on. Opportunities in Africa. Definitely what South Africa can do is provide a gateway, first of all, into South Africa and Southern Africa should you want to use derivatives to manage price risk. We have a liquid platform where investors have direct access or exposure to commodities traded. Again, should you be interested in providing food support to other African countries and you're looking for commodity closer to Africa, we certainly do have surplus from time to time that you could buy up off a derivative market. All transactions on the exchange are guaranteed, so there's no counterparty risk, something that certainly adds significant value to doing business in any part of the world. The JSE provides a platform to assist other African governments to manage their price volatility, and crop financiers can obviously use the exchange as well to manage their own counterparty risk. African opportunities are abound. It's your choice how you go about managing the risks associated with these opportunities. Hopefully, you'd certainly pay attention and consider SAFEX as for your efficient price risk management. If you can't, you've always got the condom manufacturer and the fire extinguisher business to also consult with. Thank you very much again for your time. Certainly, we'll be here for the next 2 days. If there's any questions regarding the exchange we operate or any other South African questions, please feel free to ask.